Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things inner child healing. Buckle up because today's shadow work quickie is about something that trips us all up. Perfectionism. You know that feeling when you set out to bake a cake, but then it doesn't turn out exactly like the picture in the cookbook. Suddenly, you're questioning your entire baking ability and declaring yourself a culinary disaster. Sound familiar? Well, guess what? That inner critic whispering those harsh judgments. It's probably your perfectionism running wild. And let me tell you, it's a real drag on our happiness. This episode is all about ditching the unrealistic expectations and embracing the beautiful mess that is life. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you break free from perfectionism's clutches. Number 1. Perfectionism is a myth. Seriously. There's no such thing as perfect. It's a fantasy we create often because we fear failure or judgment. But here's the truth. Imperfection is what makes us human and beautiful. Think about your favorite artwork, song, or even meal. It probably has its flaws, but that's what makes it unique and captivating. Number 2. Embrace the learning curve. Life isn't about getting everything right the first time. It's about learning, growing, and evolving along the way. Mistakes are inevitable, so why not view them as valuable opportunities to learn and improve? The next time you stumble, ask yourself, what can I learn from this, instead of beating yourself up? Number 3. Celebrate your wins big and small. Perfectionists often focus on what's wrong instead of appreciating their accomplishments. Take a moment to acknowledge your successes, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. You finished that project? Awesome. You made it through a challenging day? High five. Recognizing your wins builds confidence and motivation. Number 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a good friend. Everyone makes mistakes, so be gentle with yourself when things don't go as planned. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, flaws and all. Number 5. Focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of striving for an unattainable ideal, set realistic goals and celebrate your progress along the way. Even small steps forward deserve recognition. Think of it like climbing a mountain. It's about enjoying each step of the journey, not just reaching the summit. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You want everything to be perfect, so you spend hours crafting your slides, practicing every word, and even rehearsing in front of the mirror. But then, on the day of the presentation, you feel nervous, stumble over a few words, and realize that you forgot a key point. You might feel like a complete failure, but remember, it's okay. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your nerves, and keep going. Your audience probably won't even notice those minor hiccups. What matters most is that you shared your ideas and contributed to the conversation. Celebrate the fact that you got up there and did your best, regardless of the outcome. So remember, beautiful souls, perfectionism is a trap. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of self-doubt and fear. Embrace imperfection, celebrate progress, and be kind to yourself along the way. You've got this. Make sure you share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words of encouragement. And leave a review if you found it helpful. Those reviews really boost our spirits and help us reach more people. Until next time, keep shining your light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.